Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter. At 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher, and tonight we are talking about your money. How much do you tell your friends about your personal finances? Do you talk about how much money you make? What about your financial struggles? Well, tonight we're talking about what you should and perhaps should not share with your friends about your money. My guests are Sharon Washington. She's a marketing communication strategist, and Courtney Robinson, a financial services attorney with Square. You know, Square. You stick your card in and you pay for what you want. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Sharon and Courtney, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
I can hear Courtney laughing the way to the bank. Yeah, already. So, all right. Oh, so, Sharon, what's your story? Do you share with your friends how much money you make?
Absolutely. I'm an oversharer at times. I share everything with my friends because the definition of friends kind of vary from here to there. But my close friends, absolutely, they know probably to the penny of what I make.
Why do you tell them?
Lots of reasons. So it's never to brag. So I don't feel like it's boasting, but it's also to see, like, am I being taken? Like, is this the right amount I'm supposed to be making? What do you think? What's going on in the working world? Cause I'm an entrepreneur.
Right.
So there are differences in pay cuts, what they pay for, right? So, it's for information, really for information so that they can share with me, like, oh my God, you're only making that or you're only charging that?
Or for example, you need to know how much you're paying the chauffeur for the Bentley that's out front.
One day.
Courtney, what about you? Do you share your information about with your friends about how much you make?
You know, I do not. I am more apt to share that information with my coworkers than my friends. Actually, just for the reasons that she stated, I want to make sure that I'm being paid what I should be getting paid on a corporate level. I want to make sure that my coworkers, especially coworkers that are minorities or of color like me, are not being underpaid. But my friends, I don't know if I want them to know all of that.
Why? Do we need to have a conversation with you about the definition of your friendship?
I know. I mean, I have bad friends, right? But it's more that, I'm the kind of friend that I'm like, if you need something from me, I'm there. And I hope that my friends are vice versa. But it's just something about feeling like there's just too much information for friends. And I know that sounds crazy as I say it out loud, but it seems very personal.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about your money tonight. Do you tell your friends about your money, how much you make, whether you are salaried, whether you're an entrepreneur? Do you tell them about your financial struggles? What do you say? Why might that be a good or bad thing? Now, Courtney, one of the things I find really interesting, because you are a financial services attorney.
Right.
And but you're in corporate America. So I don't know what the structure is, but I would imagine that, you know, for your pay, there is a floor that you may make, but then based on your skills, your talents, and your performance, that you may be paid well above that floor. I'm not talking about sub-basement, second floor, third floor.
Right.
You may be, you know, you may have the keys to the executive washroom, or at least you may be on the 15th floor of a of a 20-story building when it comes to salary. So right. How does talking to your coworkers who have similar positions, because I'm sure they're not as awesome as you, about what you make?
First of all, that was a fantastic thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I presume that when people are working at a similar level with a similar skill set, that that they should be making a similar amount of money, right? And you know, everyone can share their backgrounds. People are on LinkedIn. You can kind of see what kind of background folks have that might explain any discrepancies. But honestly, I have had positions before where there were discrepancies and it didn't make any sense. And so by being transparent and by, you know, myself and my coworkers being willing to talk to each other, we were able to get some equity for folks or some parity where there should have been some in the first place. I mean, because I believe that sometimes employers will try to underpay you if they think that they can, based off of what you think you should be negotiating with or what your floor is. So it's kind of like a community service in my mind. Like, let's all get the money.
Okay. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about your money tonight. Should you tell your friends about your financial woes and victories? Why or why not? Let's go to Kiana. Kiana calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling, Kiana. What's on your mind? Kiana, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, turn your radio down. Go right ahead, please.
Okay. I guess I just feel it's a sensitive subject. You never know what, you know, someone's going through right now. They may be working two or three jobs and, you know, really struggling and maybe not sharing that with their group of friends. And, you know, when you guys get together and you start discussing your salary, they may feel a certain type of way about it. No matter how much they love you or care for you, they still may feel a certain type of way about it. Jealousy comes in all shapes and sizes. It even comes, you know, within family members. So you just never know. I think it's just a real sensitive, I think it's a sensitive subject. I think there's other things you could talk about that could occupy that time while you're with your friends instead of your money.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about, Kiana.
No?
We could talk about the kids and we could talk about the cousins and the family reunion, but specifically tonight we're talking about money. And I think the reality is that that's probably one of the things that people care most about, particularly when it comes to financial literacy, especially in the African American community. And I would argue that within reason, you should discuss it. It's something to think about, but thank you so much for your phone call. What do you think, Sharon? Who do you not tell?
Strangers. That's about it.
I'm talking about in your circle.
In my circle.
Yeah. I mean, do you tell your husband?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It's a really pregnant pause there.
I tell him everything.
Yeah.
No, funny you mentioned that. We had this conversation, and not to the penny, so I'm not telling him every contract I'm getting. Like, today I got $200, or today I won a $1,000 contract. But definitely with the big ones, if it's $100K or more, I'm celebrating. It's more like, look what we have achieved, and not look what I have achieved. He's also an entrepreneur, so it's good for me to kind of push him along, like, this is what you can get, this is what you should be asking for. So more of an example and less of like, this is get look what I got.
Mm-hmm. But so who within your circle, friends or family, do I not tell?
That's a tough question. I don't tell people who don't ask, if they don't inquire, if the conversation doesn't come up. So I do have a few friends that the conversation never comes up, and it could be, like the woman Kiana was trying to say, that there could be jealousy, but I don't look at things. Mm-hmm. Like that
yeah.
doesn't concern me at all. But if they don't bring it up, I don't tell it. So, you know, not many people.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, don't ask. You don't get the information.
There you go. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about your money. How much do you tell your friends about your money situation? How much you're making? How much you're perhaps not making? Some struggles that you may have or anything related to money. I want to hear from you. D calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling, D. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi. So I was telling a young lady, I had never really even thought about this question, But I don't, and I just realized, I just don't discuss my salary. People don't ask me, probably because of my demeanor. I'm very kind, but they know that there's a line that you can't cross with me when it comes to my personal information. So I just don't readily share those things with people. And a lot of people, to include my children, make assumptions about, you know, what I do make because of my lifestyle. I'm not, you know, I'm very modest in my spending. I'm not one that blows money, so to speak, but I'm very generous at the same time to, you know, my friends and certain family members whom and people in need.
Mm-hmm.
But to actually discuss what I make, unless you are contributing to my salary, you don't need to know what I make.
Well, just between you, me, and the microphone, go ahead.
Right.
You can tell me. I won't tell a soul.
Yeah, Dee, go ahead. Tell us. Yeah, we won't tell anybody.
And that's the other thing. People think they think that my job, my career, is the only source of income that I have, and they are so wrong. But, you know, I just never had the need or felt like I needed to. Now, I will tell you, there was one occasion because my son, I don't know about this boy, but he'll get around his friends and he's like, yeah, my mom's a baller. And I'm like, dude, stop doing that. Don't do that. Don't get people. Don't put that idea in people's heads. But I sat him down and I only used my pay stuff for my career. And I showed him the money that I bring in, the money that I save, the money that I invest, and what I have left over to play with. And he was like, oh, okay. And so I had to give him a lesson. It was a lot more detailed than
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to give him a lesson on, you know, what you bring in and, you know, how you pay yourself and invest for your future and, you know, setting certain money aside for certain things. And I said, now this is what's left.
Okay.
And he was like, you know, but to share my information, you don't need to know that. Sorry.
Okay, Dee. Well, I appreciate that. And I think that she brings up a really interesting point because, you know, Courtney, you're a millennial.
Yes.
And you have no children.
That's correct.
And Sharon, you are not a millennial.
I'm a Gen Xer. We can, since my husband said I don't tell, I'm 45. So there it is.
And you do have children.
I do.
And so remember that, you know, it may be is it a generational thing, Courtney? Do you think that's part of it?
Well, I mean, it might be. I mean, I just, and I think part of what the last caller brought up is relevant to me as well. I mean, you can know that I make enough that I'm not going to ask you for money, or you don't have to worry about covering my bill if we go out to eat, but you don't need to know to the dollar or even close, you know, what might be going on in my pocket. And because, to your point, I don't have any dependents, not that that doesn't mean I don't have people that don't, you know, that don't ask me for money, because that most certainly does happen.
Mm-hmm.
But because I don't have dependents and I don't have anyone else who's sharing a bank account with me, then that sort of lessens my need to be as transparent about things.
Mm. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about your money tonight. Why sharing information about your finances with your friends may actually be a good thing. And look, in full disclosure, the guys I grew up with, they're all professional. We're all the same age. We, you know, grew up in pretty much the same community. They know how much I make. To the penny, no.
Okay.
But not only do they know how much I make now, they've always known. It's been a discussion because these are my boys. These are the guys I grew up with. And over the decades, when one of us was short, we could always call on the other one. And I think to put a really fine point on it, when we were in our 20s, and this was really, really a popular thing, we had an investment club. And so we didn't have to disclose how much we made, but we did talk about it. There was no pressure. And because I trust them now, and I did then, it was not an issue. And we did that financial literacy thing now. And literally to this day, we are still having that conversation. I'll talk more about that on the other side. I got to take a break, but I want to hear from you. We are going to continue to take your phone calls on the other side on SiriusXM channel 141. So please, if you are on the phone lines, do not hang up. That includes Barry calling from Maryland, Rosie calling from Germantown. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. If you have difficulty getting through, please keep trying. I promise I will take your phone calls. Talking about your money, so please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. The original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR is coming up next. More of this money conversation in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on SiriusXM channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation tonight about what you should and perhaps should not share with your friends. My guests are Sharon Washington. She is a marketing communication strategist and an oversharer when it comes to her finances. And Courtney Robinson, a financial services attorney with Square, the financial company. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Barry, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Barry. What's on your mind?
Well, I would say, as far as sharing what one makes compensation-wise, I would tend not to discuss that with my colleagues and or my friends. I think that's a personal matter, and there are enough indicators out there on the net and surrounding information that would let one know basically where you are with your status or your company in terms of compensation, and that information is readily accessible. So to the penny, no, I wouldn't discuss it personally or, you know, professionally with my colleagues. I have been in situations where employees have been terminated for discussing salary compensation, and I've seen that happen. And so it's better not to discuss it as opposed to discussing it.
You know,
that's just my opinion.
You know, thank you, Barry, for that. And which brings me back to Courtney and her original statement, because what Barry is saying is, yeah, employees terminated for disclosing.
That sounds like a lawsuit.
Sounds like a lawsuit to me, because if Barry's the only guy in his division and he's making $150,000 a year, and everyone else who has the same title but is a woman, and they're making $20,000 or $40,000 or $2,000 less than Barry is, with the same skills, same time in, yeah, they're going to terminate someone communicating about their salary, because what they're doing is at least underhanded, right, Courtney?
Right, right. And I mean, I would be remiss not to note that you absolutely are legally allowed to discuss your salary with other folks that you work with.
It probably is acceptable now,
we are talking about now.
Was 10 years ago.
Yeah, but this is
a person showing the door.
Yeah, this is 2018. We can't, you know, this, you know, we're always talking about where we are now. And I think that is the reality when we're talking about equity, whether it is gender equity or racial equity. And I've mentioned this before. 60 Minutes did the story on Salesforce, the big Fortune 500 company, where it was brought to the attention of the CEO that all of the men, the senior executive men, were making tens of thousands, if not more, than women in same titled positions. And Salesforce, which is a billion-dollar company, yes, they had the money to do that. but it also took bravery to do that, Sharon. And so I think that and we do need to put that fine point on it. 10 years ago, yes, shown the door. Dare not show the door now, or else companies will have to pay for showing an employee. But Barry, thank you so much for sharing that with me. Your thoughts, Sharon?
Wage gap has been around for a long time, much longer than 10 years. And I don't know. I was employed 10 years ago, and you could share. It could be a different private employer. I don't know. I'm not disputing Barry's experience. But I know it was legal for you to disclose any information that you wanted to. Was it frowned upon? Absolutely. I mean, that was the environment, like you said, to kind of withhold information. We have to think of these companies as companies, right? They're businesses. So they want to keep as much money as possible, whether fair or unfair. That's what they want to do. I can tell you as an entrepreneur, even with entrepreneurship, businesses do not like to provide how much they're making to other businesses or how much they're charging with other businesses because fear of scarcity. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think when we talk about employees or we talk about entrepreneurs, it's kind of the same thing. Fear of scarcity, maybe on with regards to individuals, they may feel like I don't make enough, so I can't fit in the crew, or I may make too much, so I don't want to brag too much. It's always a fear in that in that manner.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Rosie, calling from Germantown. Rosie, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I was calling because I'm an entrepreneur, and in my industry, I share with my colleagues and my friends that are also in the same industry how much I make. And we sit back and we discuss this for two reasons. One is because we're not in competition with each other. We're mostly referred to each other, you know. And then secondly, it's in the conversation, I find that I may be doing something wrong with my money, or I may be needing some, advice about how I can gain more clients or more money. And in one conversation, I have a friend, I was able to find out, they gave me a name of a book, I can't remember it now, about how to invest and how to build a legacy for my future, which if they didn't give me that information, I would have never known that. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying for myself, sharing that information has been very vital in helping me grow my business.
Well, there you go. Rosie, thank you so much for sharing that information with us. And that brings me to the next point, because we've kind of focused on salary. But I think the broader question is, how much are you willing to share with people that are in your close circle about finances as a whole? And this is what I mean, and this is specifically for you, Courtney, because there's always been so much discussion about financial literacy in the African American community. And what I'm finding now is, because of the very nature of what I do, is that I am discussing investing and information about 401k and 403b and insurance, and asking friends, even those that aren't super close, you know, look, how much are you paying for car insurance, and making comparisons. And if someone, one of my friends also is a member of the clergy, and after his very first guest sermon, he told me how much he made. You know, the lady talked about jealousy and all of that. That may be an issue. That's not my issue. I am so happy that now, you know, you've got that extra $1,000, $2,000, or $3,000, however much you made from your sermon. You know, I'm happy for you, and I'm not going to say, can you let a brother hold $20? I'm just going to celebrate you. You know, but I think that's really the reality, Courtney, is that there does need to be a broader discussion about financial literacy.
Well, I totally agree with that, and honestly, I feel different about that than I do about sharing my personal salary information. I mean, I think it is so important for people to have a strong financial literacy. I mean, and if you don't know, you don't know. If you didn't come up a certain way or nobody taught you, then you're not going to be thinking about investing or your retirement savings like you were talking about, or the best way to pay back your student loans. Lord knows that's everyone's problem that I know. Or
mine, you know, too, Courtney. I'll talk to you later.
Your FICO, or you know anything, your credit score. I mean, there are just so many things that go into making sure that you have a stable financial future. I'm all about giving whatever information I can about that. I will tell you how much I'm paying in my student loans. I'll tell you how much I'm, you know, to your point, like what I'm saving, the percentage of my salary I'm saving for my 401k, like all of those things, very important.
Okay, but now you just said something that kind of struck me. So you want to tell us how much you're paying for your student loans and other things. So when you go on that Jamaican vacation, or when you go to Paris, if you went to Paris for a week, and I see all of these pictures of you sipping, you know, wine underneath the Eiffel Tower, and you know, and at the, you know, the Arc de Triomphe. Can I ask you how much you paid for your trip?
Yes.
Okay, well, you tell me.
In my mind, that's all about, like, let's get the best deal. Like, that's a whole other thing. Let me know if I overpaid. So let me make sure that you don't. You know, that's of course, that's information to share.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well, I'll let you slide on that one. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Sheila, calling from Fort Washington. Hey, Sheila, what's on your mind?
Hi, I have a question. It's about the friendship and or employees and finding out about their salary. I thought years ago there was a law that said that you couldn't talk about salaries on the job. Is that true?
I'm not a lawyer.
But Courtney is.
Yeah, so, yeah. Okay, so I'll let Courtney handle that.
I cannot give legal advice. but I will say that it is not illegal to discuss your salary with coworkers.
I think the issue that we discussed earlier, and you may have missed it, Sheila, is there may be legal concerns about whether you can or cannot, but then there are company policies. And the thing that we were discussing earlier is that sometimes those things clash because you know, every company's policy may not always be in line with the law. Okay. We can go back, quite some time ago. The company policy is don't hire black people.
Yeah.
Well, we know that's against the law. So, but you know, I think that, you know, and as Courtney was suggesting earlier, there is an upside to talking about salaries depending on, you know, what you do and your reason for discussing it, as in issues related to equity.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So, so how do you handle, and I'm just all over Courtney right now, how do you handle, because this is the thing I just find so interesting, is that you will share for equity issues with your colleagues, but your girl that you grew up with, the one that you played jacks with and double dutch and made mud pies with and went to college with, you're not going to tell her.
I don't think it's. I'd have to wonder why they need to know. I mean, if we are, it's sort of the same as with my coworkers. If we are doing the same thing, or if we are in the same industry, if we are at the same company, I got it. But outside of that, I would like to know, and I can push it back even on you, Harold. But why do you think it's a need to know kind of thing?
It's
something that they need to know.
And as I mentioned before, is it a need to know? No. It's not a need to know, but you know, there's a saying, in order to get some, you got to give some. And I think that in reference to, and this is less about finances and more about friendship and the overall bond. You know, my friends and I know we don't bond over money, we bond over all things. Okay. And Now, I would imagine that if your mud pie sandbox friend was also a corporate attorney,
right,
like yourself, then you would. And I'm about to get you in trouble with your lawyer friends. But,
they're calling you tonight, Courtney. How much are you making?
In my last job, that salary was public information, so if they really want to know, they most certainly could. But, I mean, if it's about the mutual come-up, I want everyone to win. I want all of my friends to be as successful as possible, not just, you know, fiscally, but, you know, emotionally, everything holistically. So going back to, you know, the original point, if there is something that I can do that I feel is helpful in sharing my information or my salary or that kind of thing, because there's, you know, we do the same thing, or, you know, they need to be fighting for more, or maybe I need to be fighting for more, who knows?
Yeah.
Then that's more of a discussion to have. Mm-hmm. Otherwise.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I need to take a break. When we come back, more about the good and the bad of talking about your financial situation. We'll be back in a moment. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about talking about what you should and should not share with your friends about your money. My guests are Sharon Washington, marketing communication strategist, and Courtney Robinson, a financial services attorney with Square, and our resident money tightwad. Courtney, I'm just giving you the blues, aren't I?
Oh, man.
I know. Good thing you're on the phone. You'd be hitting me upside the head with your purse. Or maybe not your purse.
Hey, you're right.
Yeah, because you don't want to hit me with anything that has any value.
Keep it going.
Right. I know. That's right. I was just mentioning to Sharon during the break that even though you may not tell people how much you make, she was suggesting that people may make assumptions by what you have. Sharon, talk to me a little bit more about what you were discussing.
So I'm thinking about your personal brand. I'm a marketer. So especially when I go to networking events, you have to you make sure that you look like what you want to attract. So definitely Harold and I were sharing information is that people already assume based on whatever, if it's women, what purse you have, shoes you have, the car you drive, the house. The woman who said that, you know, she doesn't tell anybody, but she's very generous, and her son's saying she's a baller. Well, she's spending money on something, and people are paying attention. So whether you're telling or not, they are assuming, and they're going to. If the problem is that they want to ask you for money, or you don't want them to know because of other things, I mean, if you are living the lifestyle outwardly, they're going to make assumptions anyway.
Courtney?
I mean, I can agree with that. I think that when you do certain things or carry yourself in a certain way, that people will assume that you have certain things. No matter what you try to do to obscure, I mean, but then at the same time, we're living in 2018 with Instagram and all kinds of fronting. So,
yeah,
who knows what people actually have and what they don't.
Absolutely.
But I can agree with Sharon's point.
Well, and I think that brings me to the other point that we were discussing. When you see on social media that, you know, people do, you know, a great deal of travel, or they live in really, really large houses and the like. And yes, some people have absolutely positively earned every pair of red bottom shoes, every square foot of the McMansion, and every first class plane ticket that they take. But my financial advisor, when I've had this discussion with her, she mentioned to me, she said, there are some who have not earned it, and indeed, they have what she calls lifestyle debt. Mm-hmm. And with that being the case, what you are actually seeing is not what they are truly worth, but you are seeing what they want you to see, and the reality is that they have amassed a great deal of debt that they will end up paying for later. And I would imagine, you know, Courtney, that, you know, working for, you know, Square and in the financial transactions business, you've seen some painful things when it comes to people and how they spend money.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, not even just in my current position, but I've, you know, worked in financial services for a long time. And it's, and even if you don't, you know, it's very easy to see how it, you can spend money. If you have even a small sliver of a financial, you know, or credit history that's decent, neutral, you can get a credit card, you can go out and get a car, you know, and it's very easy to overspend or spend yourself into debt versus saving up that money, holding it for a later date, or saving for something that doesn't seem as inevitable as being able to spend the money right now. You know, but it's important.
Yeah.
You gotta save so you don't work forever.
And also I think, you know, you know, one of the things is that, and obviously this doesn't apply to everyone, but, you know, Courtney, I'm sure, not Courtney, but Sharon, I'm sure you've seen this too. Every person who is, what do they call it? Flossing? Is that what they call it?
Courtney, man, I'm assuming. I don't know.
Courtney knows that term. But, you know, everyone who looks like they are bawling, they may not necessarily be paying for it. Yeah,
no.
That you may have someone who is paying for it, yourself. So, you know, you could be a stay-at-home husband or something, and your wife is bringing home the bacon.
Possibly.
You know, quite possibly. So, and this is to both of you. Whether you talk about your money or not, when you want more, this is sans side hustle. If you're, how does someone come to you, Sharon, one of your, you know, your many employees, and ask for a raise? Particularly if they're doing a good job, if they're going above and beyond, but you've not decided to reward them financially because you're assuming that they're fine. So when they come to you, do they just need to say to you, you know, Miss Washington, I would like to have a raise, and you say, of course, because you're wonderful, and let me just do it? Or how does that work?
Well, there's always like performance appraisals, right? Of course they could come to me and have the money conversation.
And you'll look at them like they have three heads.
Well, no, I won't. I promise you I won't, because I remember that. I remember being that employee wanting that raise, watching people, I thought, move up in the ranks and getting all of this massive amounts of money that I wasn't getting. So absolutely. I want to, for me with employees, as I grow and build a larger business, I want to be able to let them know what's the tiers that are available to them as far as raises. Because I don't think that employees really know that sometimes it's just anywhere between 1% and 3% raise and what that looks like. My children are millennials. They're 24 and 25. And their friends believe that they should make raises within 6 months. Yes.
And Courtney says, right.
Right. And I mean, $10,000 jump, right? I mean, they want to, if they're 40 today, it should be 50 by 2019. And in talking to them, it doesn't necessarily operate like that. So, I mean, we talk about financial literacy, but also there should be some literacy in salary and how to negotiate and things like that. And of course, you know, I'm a feminist, so I'm going to talk about the women's part of it. We don't know how to negotiate. We just don't. Not for ourselves.
Okay, so give us the 101. You know, I'm the minority in the room, but I certainly can use a couple of tips here.
So in negotiation, I think you should come straight forward with the facts. What are you doing? What have you done over and beyond your position? Why do you deserve X amount of dollars? What does that look like for the company? Are you willing to stay at the company? Because sometimes when you get raises, companies require you sometimes. They go, hey, sign this contract. You're going to stay for 2 years or so. Are you willing to do that? So you need to come straightforward and no hemming and hawing. Like, this is what I want. And you can actually go in and negotiate in a stance that, hey, if I don't get this, then I'm going to be leaving. And that's it. That's it. That's it. They can say no or yes. And you can take the chance. And if you're valuable, if you value yourself like you want other people to, then you'll have those type of standards.
And Courtney, I think in your position, first of all, you're a lawyer, but you also work for a wealthy company. Let's be clear. And I think that a lot of it depends on who you work for. You may love the company, but you feel that you don't just need a raise, but you deserve a raise. But not so. From your perspective, how do you engage your managers about giving you a raise or someone that works for an organization like you do?
Right. Well, so, I mean, to your point, this is the first time in a long time that I have worked in a corporate environment. And I, you know, the last couple of jobs I had, I would say that it's different asking for a raise or asking what you think that you are asking for what you think or no, to Sharon's point, that you are entitled to. There are other factors. You know, does that nonprofit have the money? Do they get a grant? Is the government giving raises? I mean, so there are a lot of factors that go into being able to ask for more money when you're in a constrained situation like that. I think on the corporate side, you know, if you've been showing and proving, then ask. And everything Sharon said was perfect. I thought that was fantastic.
Thank you, Courtney. Thank you.
Come with the facts. Talk about what you've been doing. You know, it's all about showing and proving what you've done, and you know what you deserve. I had a mentor tell me previously, he said, don't take a Louis. Don't take more work in lieu of more salary.
Oh, so, I like that. Don't take a Louis. All right.
So I try to keep that in mind. Of course, you want to do your best at your job and give, you know, all that you can. And, you know, don't be lazy. But, you know, if you're being overworked and you know you're entitled to more and they have that to give to you, then there comes a point where it might be time to separate.
Interesting. I'll let you have the final word, Sharon, on disclosing your financial situation, because, you know, Courtney, she she's a millennial. They have a different.
No, you know. Courtney's going to tell it now. Yeah, she's going to tell it.
She's
going
to tell it.
You
know, and how much more do you want in the next 6 months, Courtney? You can at least tell us that.
Every month.
There you go. And well deserving of it, certainly. Go ahead, Sharon. I'll let you have the last word.
I'm going to say, tell it. People are assuming it anyway. So go ahead and tell it. Share it with people who you think that it's information, not necessarily bragging or anything like that, where you think the information is going to be beneficial and helpful in sharing your salary. I don't think that there is any wrong in sharing your salary and protecting. I don't even think it's wrong in protecting it, but you have those that are protecting it. You have to understand that people are going to assume you make something anyway, especially if you're hiding it. Then that means, especially in the African-American community, you got it. You're not telling it. You got it.
Well, there you go. Sharon Washington and Courtney Robinson, thank you both for talking to us. And Courtney, congratulations on the new job. The last time you were here, you were working somewhere else. So certainly.
Yes, I was. Thank you.
Hats off to you. And hopefully we'll have a chance to see you soon. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, September 21st. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection. Good night and have a wonderful weekend.